Ellen Hoekstra, who is the president of Capital Services, which is a comprehensive government consulting service, and she's on the other end of our line. Ellen, how are you?
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Well, thank you for being with us. The Senate has okayed a bill ending pension for new teachers. Now, there's been some changes and amendments made to this. We were hoping from your perspective, bring it up to date.
First of all, we represent the Coalition for Secure Retirement, which is an organization that represents retired and active school and state employees in Michigan. And that coalition opposed Senate Bill 1040 as it was introduced, but frankly believed that the bill that passed the Senate is far worse than the bill as introduced. Main reason that it's worse is because it shifts newly hired school employees onto what is called a defined contribution system, which is less good for people once they retired, and also because of federal accounting rules, would end up costing school districts even more than the current pension benefits.
Well, from the perspective of the Senate, they thought that this was going to save the retirees a little bit more money and take some of the stresses and strains and worry out of the initial writing of the bill. But you don't think so?
Not at all. I don't. I don't think that we can simply disregard federal accounting rules. I think the state and school districts do that at our peril. So I don't think that gives me very much confidence at all.
Do you foresee a lawsuit over this?
I think it's too soon to say what the final outcome of the bill will do. The House version of the bill actually improved the bill, although it still has some serious problems for current and future retirees, but the House version of the bill does not have that defined contribution plan. And the House bill actually tries to address some of the causes for rising costs to school districts. It would require that retiree health benefits be pre-funded so that the earnings on the investments of those can help pay for those in the future. And it also helps deal with some of the extra costs that result from the fact that there are a declining number of employees in school districts due to a number of reasons, including the move to charter schools and also increased outsourcing of school services.
Why is the Senate doing this?
I think that there's a strong philosophical belief among some state policymakers that defined contribution plans are better than defined benefit plans. I think there's that. There was a background paper circulated that suggested that it's an out-of-state researcher who suggested that the state doesn't really have to follow these federal accounting rules, that they, in a way, that they're just suggestions.
How's this going to end up, Ellen?
I don't know, but retirees and school employees are very, very nervous. There's another hearing this morning, and believe me, we'll be there. And we're certainly talking to members because good retirement benefits are something that attracts people to continue to work in school districts and to work there in the first place. Very important element of compensation.
Ellen, we'll stay in contact with you on this bill. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.